strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 9th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Mel. How you doing, Mel?
I'm doing great, Taryn. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to have the opportunity to talk about this really messy cast. Is this normal? They feel messier than normal.
They're usually pretty messy, but this is definitely a messy one, I think. They could use, some kind of cleaning program.
I was watching all day yesterday and I was like, okay, maybe my first update, maybe there'll be like some fun conversations, but mostly, no, I have 4 pages of notes.
Oh, so boy.
A lot to get to.
Well, yes, this is your first update. What is your history with Big Brother?
So I was with a friend at his cottage and we were flipping through the channels and I found BB15 on. And I was like, oh, this looks kind of cool. So yeah, started with Big Brother 15. It's a surprise I kept watching. But I've been watching since 2013. Super hooked. I've been watching Survivor for a long time. But Big Brother, I really enjoy the live feed aspect of it. Hence, I'm here.
There you go. Mel was also a great help conducting the stock watch in the Discord last season. So glad to have you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get into it. Yesterday was day 9 in the Big Brother Canada 8 house. And as Mel mentioned, it was a bit of a messy one. There's a lot of interesting gameplay. If you listened to Bruno and I talk last night, you probably heard the nonsense that went down with Vanessa in particular. So we'll get into that. But to start the day, we had Brooke, Shell, and Sue talking a bit about Michael and sort of what his downfall was in the game, considering the fact that he is likely to be backdoored now, what is today, on Monday. They talk about how he was so much more social in the early portion of the season and that he was really talking to people. He cracked a lot of jokes, but he just didn't do maintenance on his relationships. He positioned himself poorly and they like the guy, but it's the way things go.
It reminds me a little bit of course, I'm going to reference Big Brother 15. We had the 4 at the beginning. There was the 2 couples, David, Aaron, Caitlin, and Jeremy. And then also in Survivor, Cara Moen, we had the 4 couples at the beginning. So I feel like these people just find people that they like to spend time with and then say, okay, well, I don't have to play the game because I can just hang out with these friends. And it really just kills the game. And then one of them ends up going first because all they do is hang out with each other and don't form any other bonds.
Really the case. Hira is going to talk to Sue a bit. He says that he knows that, you know, he knows she trusts Kyle, but he's a little bit sketchy, the Kyle. And I don't know if Hira doesn't really fully trust Kyle. And he's kind of felt a little bit left out of the alliance. Now, there was an alliance that was Hira, Sue, Sheldon and Brooke, but when Hira and Brooke were put on the block together, they've never really had an all 4 of them conversation on the feeds thus far, and part of that was definitely to do with the fact that Brooke and Hira were both on the block and Hira could easily be going home. And so he's kind of felt a little bit left out. The other 3 aren't really pulling him in and telling him things. And Sue apologizes and says that, you know, we'll fix that. Like, let's make this better.
Yeah, that seems to happen all the time when someone's on the block, all of a sudden it's like no one can talk to them anymore. But I don't know, like, there wasn't anything that he did. Like, is he just not reaching out to them and kind of working on those bonds as well? Or is he trying to and they're shutting him out?
Sue also mentions, I don't think Kyle's coming for you at all. Like, I don't think you need to worry about Kyle too much. I would tell you if he said your name. But he hasn't. Here also mentions really liking Jammers. And he says that, he sees him kind of going back and forth, between, you know, the four and the others, though, and that's a little bit concerning. He says, you know, he feels like Jammers, he's really going all over the place. I see it. Kyle, he's going all over the place. I see that too. And I feel like Jammers, he feels like he doesn't need to win things. And so, this is the guy, if you get him to jury, I feel like he'll have a lot of sway in the jury as well. So he really eyeing on to Jammers there. Also though, very, very suspicious of Kyle. He's doing his own thing. He's doing his best. He tried to join the four, the evictors, didn't really pan out too well. So now he seems to be going back a little bit to his original alliance with Sheldon and Sue and Brooke. But unfortunately, he's going back to them with an agenda of anti-Kyle. And that's not the greatest agenda to be having with those people.
And also, he went to them after they saw him with the evictors. So now everyone thinks that Kyle's with them, and that gives that Hira's with them, and that gives them even less of a reason to talk to him. And I feel like by trying to go, I mean, does Hira know the backdoor plan? Was he ever aware of that?
Hira is still unaware of the fact that Michael is going to be backdoored. Yeah.
Okay, because yeah, if he knew that, maybe he would stop talking to them. But the fact that he kind of wanted to join in with them, even if he doesn't anymore, is just makes it easy to just say, oh, Hira is with them, and not bring him into their alliance.
Yeah, to be clear about this, there are very few people that don't know about the Michael backdoor, but they include Michael, Maddie, Rianne, Jean-Luc, as well as Hira and Angie. And I believe everybody else knows about the Michael backdoor. But most of those people that know about it think that they're one of a select few. So there's a lot of people that know about it, but they all pretend that they don't with other people that also know about it for the most part, because they think that the other person might not know and they don't want to be the one that tells them. And when they do end up telling them, they usually are just like, oh, wow, I'm surprised about this.
Actually pretty impressive. Did Chris do that? Did he make them think they're all special?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Chris, he's got the magic touch.
That's true.
He's got the brain.
Big Chris Stan over here.
Kyle is going to talk with Vanessa and Sue a little bit. They're complaining about Min.
Aren't they complaining about
Min? Yeah, Kyle had just finished talking with her, so now he's complaining about her. And Vanessa kind of pipes up and she just says, you know what? Can I just say, I want her gone. I want her gone. Which is like, whoa, because I thought she had a good relationship with Min. Sue and Kyle agree. Yeah, we'll get her out like a couple weeks, you know, maybe next week, maybe a couple weeks later. Vanessa's just like, but that just means like more weeks of having to manage that relationship. Like, really? I'm like, wow, I had no idea she hated Min so much. This is nuts.
I mean, we'll see later in the day why maintaining the relationship is difficult.
Yeah. Kyle says, you know what? That's just that's how she lives her life. She just goes around to different F boys offering herself up.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a charmer, this Kyle. They really,
Then Min had a conversation. I don't know if we're there yet, but she was talking about how when she dates people, she dates exclusively con artists. So maybe that has something to do with
it. She's learned a lot from her con artist boyfriends. There were a lot of jokes made about like, oh, I didn't realize that she had dated Chris. I didn't realize that was a thing. But yeah, she talks. I mean, she does talk about hate hooking up with con artists a lot. So, you know, she's proud of it. It's her thing. She's learned. She's learned a lot of lessons from her con artist boyfriend hookups. So,
well, congratulations to her.
All right. So Min is going to have a conversation with Sue. Min is talking about how everybody thinks that I'm alone, but secretly I have backup. And I like that. I like people think that I'm alone, but I'm actually with a lot of people, which like, I can appreciate that she feels that way, but I just, for future players, that's not a good position to be in. If you, if everybody thinks that you're alone, but secretly you have like a little bit of backup, it's usually an indication that you are on the outs and nobody wants to admit to the fact that, they're talking to you. Because, you know, like there's a difference between Tyler and Big Brother 20. Whenever, oh, wounded bird, Tyler. Nobody wants to touch him. What a poor soul. And Min, the house target that everybody thinks everybody's going after, but secretly has a couple of people who are willing to talk to her. Like there's a big difference there. And I think Min needs to start to sort of understand that, I think.
Does she know that she's the fake or real backdoor target at this point?
Oh, very, very much so.
Okay, then yeah, even more so than that, she should not be happy about this position.
Yeah, I mean, she's method acting the fact that she is the target, and it's getting into her head so much that she's like constantly asking people, "I'm not the real target, though. I'm still the fake target, right?" Like that's still the thing.
Is that ever a question to ask? Who would you go up to and say, am I actually the real target? And they'd be like, you know what? Yeah, you are. Does that ever happen?
No.
Yeah. It's a terrible question.
All right. So Sue, so it's just, Min is also like, so I know that you have like this great relationship with Jamar. You talk game with Jamar a lot. We know that Min does not like the fact that Sue talks with Jamar a lot, but Sue denies it. She's, what are you talking about? I don't talk with Jamar. I don't talk game with Jamar. I told you I don't talk game with Jamar. Sue's, Min was like, really? You can tell me if you do. And Sue's like, no, really? I don't talk with Jamar. I promise. Sue says that Sue wants to try to get a little bit of information out of Min. She says, well, I think what I would do if I won the HOH, I'd put up, you know, the girls, Maddie, Rhee. What would you do, Min? Min says, I'd put up like Angie, JL, maybe Maddie if the veto is used, backdoor Rhee or Maddie or something like that. You know, Rhee, her social game is on point. She can win competitions. Maddie doesn't really intimidate me all that much if I think about it. You know, that's generally the plan. But you know, you got to think about like social threats. You got to think about like who you can beat in the end. Building up your resume. You got to be thinking of all of that stuff. And you know, I think that it's good for me to win because I already have enemies, right? It's probably smarter for me to win than for you because you would create enemies. I already have enemies. This is what Jamar told Min the other day. And so she's kind of repeating this back to Sue as a reason for Sue to maybe want Min to win the HOH.
Not a bad pitch.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. And it's what Jamar was trying to encourage Min to win because he knew Min wouldn't target him or anybody that he cared about. Here's the thing. When Jamar says it does make a logical sense because there's a logical argument behind it. When Min says it, the way that she pitches it, it kind of sounds like she's just trying to get Sue to throw the HOH, which is sketching Sue out a little bit.
That's fair.
Yeah. So after this conversation, Sue is going to go up to Kyle and kind of relay a little bit of it. But thing is, Kyle's already pissed. Why is Kyle pissed? I don't know, because the feeds weren't covering this, but that's fine. We're gonna learn. We're gonna learn as we go. Kyle is already pissed because Vanessa came up to him and told him that the day before she was talking to Min, and Min told her that she wanted to backdoor Kyle. What? When did that happen, Taryn? Why didn't you tell us about it? Because it didn't happen. On the feeds.
It took me so long during the end of the day when they're in the hot tub and stuff. I was like, what are they even fighting about? I had to go back and I was like, it's not even a real thing.
So we're going to try to rewind this, try to explain this for you. The day before, now yesterday on the live feed update, I mentioned that Vanessa and Min had a conversation where Min was concerned that she was the real backdoor target instead of just the fake backdoor target. And Vanessa was kind of feeding into that paranoia. And Min ended up saying that if I am the real target, I'm going out swinging. I'm going to blow up everyone's game. I'm going to drag Kyle down with me. Then the feeds switched over and subsequently cut for the veto. And we did not see the rest of that conversation. Now, Vanessa, at some point, we also didn't see this conversation, told Kyle that in that conversation, Min said she wanted to backdoor Kyle. This is very likely just a flat out lie. Now, we didn't see that all the rest of the conversation, so it could have happened, but it seems very unlikely that it did based on a lot of different factors and a lot of like the way that Min talks to Vanessa later in the day today. As well as, you know, her actual plans that she's discussed with multiple people, which never involved backdooring Kyle. And the way that Vanessa said it, she said that Min said she wanted to backdoor Kyle and she asked Vanessa if she would do it too. And when Vanessa said, "Oh no, I would never do that," Min was like, "What? What are you talking about?" Which really just still does not sound like something that actually happened. And then we also have evidence that Vanessa tends to do this. The day before, I already mentioned that she went to Chris and tried to convince him not to use the veto on Brooke and leave Brooke on the block, then went to Kyle and told him a version of that conversation that was very fake, where Chris was the one pushing the idea that they should not use the veto on Brooke to Vanessa, and there was nothing that she could do about it, and she tried to argue against it when we know that she definitely didn't. So this very much falls in line with the kinds of lies that we've already seen Vanessa tell. So it appears that Vanessa decided, I hate Min, I want her gone, and I'm going to make up a lie to Kyle about what she said about backdooring Kyle in order to get Kyle to want to get rid of Min this week. And so we're back to the conversation with Sue and Kyle. He's pissed because Vanessa told him this lie, and now he's explaining it to Sue that apparently Min wants him backdoored next week, and he's not about it. And Sue's like, wow, she was trying to convince me to throw the HOH to her next week. And Kyle's like, oh my God, this is exactly it. We need to get rid of her. Now we need to go to Chris and we need to convince him to take her out. He's apparently has already made this plan with Vanessa. He said, me and Vanessa, we've already planned on it. We're going to go to Chris. We're going to try to convince him to backdoor Min instead of Michael.
Yeah, it was a lot. Do you know why she dropped Kyle's name anyway?
Well, we're gonna try and figure that out. When
she said she'd leave and like blow up the whole house, I don't know why she would have dragged Kyle down. I don't know what he would have had to do with it.
Oh, well,
point.
Because Kyle is like the guy in charge, right? He's telling her fine. It's the fake plan. She's saying if Kyle is lying to me about this because he's the guy who's with Chris and you know coming up with the plan with Chris, Kyle's the one that she's gonna blame.
So she knows that if she does get backdoored, Kyle would have something to do with it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So Kyle is, he says, the change in plan where me and Vanessa, we're talking with Chris. I'm going to go with Nessie. We're going to tell Chris Min wants to backdoor me. We need to take her out. Sue is kind of just like, wait, why would Min tell Nessie and not me about the plan to backdoor you? It just doesn't make sense. I just can't believe this. It seems really risky, this whole thing. Kyle's just like, I don't know. Kyle also says, don't tell Vanessa that I told you though. She didn't want anybody else to know. Just don't tell her that I told you yet. Because she, now it happened yesterday, but she said that she didn't want to tell me yet because she wasn't sure how I'd react. And so she only told me recently, but now I know, and we're going to do this. And Sue's like, this is crazy. I mean, I knew I couldn't trust her, but this is ridiculous. I just, man. Then Vanessa walks up, and just goes, hey, what's up? Sue's like, nothing. We're talking about, Min, I gotta do damage control. And Vanessa just stares at Kyle like, did you tell her? Kyle's like, yeah, I told her.
She has those mind control tricks, making him spill his tea.
She's pissed. And Kyle's like, I told, look, she's really close with Chris. I just felt like she needed to know if we're going to do this thing. And Vanessa's like, that's fine. I just want to be in the loop.
I don't know why Vanessa wouldn't want Sue to know. Aren't they a trio?
Vanessa has felt very left out of the loop in their alliance, and she really hates it when Kyle talks to people that aren't her about strategy when she's not involved.
Maybe it's because other people aren't just making up stories, but you know,
that's a big indicator as well. I think that she made up this big old lie, and she really didn't want to have any other people involved to know that the lie was made up and that she was the cause of it.
So now they're going to get hyped. They're going to go tell Chris.
Yes. Sue is still a little bit skeptical, but for the most part here, this is how Vanessa says that Min told her she wanted Kyle backdoored. She tells her the story. And so as of right now, Kyle and Vanessa still plan. They're planning on going to Chris and trying to convince him to backdoor Min instead of Michael. The plan is up in the air. It could be changed.
They also have a really exciting speech plan for when they do convince Chris to the backdoor. So we got,
that's a little bit later. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll save it.
Kyle's very excited. He's got this whole thing planned out. But first Chris and Jamar, have a conversation, about the plan. Right. And so right now, Chris is now explaining to Jamar the real plan. Is not Min, it's Michael. And Jamar's like, whoa. He did already know about this, but Chris is telling him. And Chris also says, you know, those four, they actually mentioned you as a target. And so I'm doing this to protect you, bro. I got you, Jamar. You're my man. And Jamar's like, I'm down. This is great. I love it. And Jamar runs to the bathroom by himself, talks to the cameras.
Oh, he's so excited. He's so happy.
Yeah. Oh, everything I said about Chris in my first week, I take it back.
He earned my trust.
Yeah. He won me over. You feel me? I'm going to work with him. I'm not going to go for him no more.
I will say that at the beginning of all of this, I thought that the fake backdoor plan was silly and unnecessary. But now I'm seeing that if you have a backdoor plan, even though you don't need it, you can then tell people what the true plan is. And then they feel like they're all in on a little secret, and then they can all feel like they're really close to you. So maybe Chris is really good at this game.
He's a mastermind.
Mastermind.
Yeah. Jamar says, JL and Mike saying my name? Come on. I'm too good in this house. You say my name to anybody, it's gonna come back to me. You can't play with me. I'm all over like oxygen, you feel me?
But they didn't say his name, did they?
I don't think they did.
I think they did.
Chris made it up. Yeah.
Oh dear.
They like Jamar. They tell him everything. Way too much. But you know, Chris is a mastermind. He's using that NLP. He got Jamar.
Fan favorite game changer, Chris Wiley. Yeah. Get on board.
Kyle, Sue, and Vanessa reconvene. And Sue is just kind of like, can we just talk this through one more time before we do something? Are we sure? Who does it make sense to send home this week? And Kyle's just like, Min. Min is the one we want to send home. Michael has been straightforward. I've been working that relationship. Min is a wild card. We need her gone. And so he's come up with a speech he's going to make in order to fix this, right? Because, you know, the plan has been Michael the whole time. So if Min goes on the block, then she's going to blow everything up. So he needs to do some damage control. Do you have his speech?
Oh, I have his speech.
Okay.
All right. He gets all right. I'm so excited. Okay. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, Mike, we passed around a fake backdoor plan so that Min wouldn't hear about it. The way to kill a rat in this game is to keep a foot firmly on its throat. Mm. Didn't I promise you your 15 minutes, Minnie?
Boom. Yeah.
Everyone that is a freak out.
Public speech. Right?
Yeah, called the veto ceremony.
At the veto ceremony, Kyle stands up and says that the real backdoor plan all along was the Min one, and that Michael, sorry, but we had to use you to keep Min from freaking out because the only way to kill a rat is to keep your foot firmly at its throat.
I think there are lots of ways to kill rats if you watch Survivor.
Yeah, and he's like so excited about this. Like, I'm pretty sure that like 70% of the reason he wants to backdoor Min now is so that he can make this speech at the veto ceremony.
You know what I really, really, really want is for him to do this before the replacement is done. So here he takes himself off the block. He makes this speech and then Chris gets up and said, Michael, can you get on the block? Be amazing.
Kyle, I wish you had consulted me about this because I was still going to
do...
Oh,
you thought... Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, look, Sue has been convinced by the speech. She's on board. She's ready. She's like, all right, let's do this. I'm down. Should we tell anybody else? No, they don't want to tell anybody else yet. They do not want to consult. They do not want to consult Sheldon or Brooke before they go to Chris. And so there's no rational people to put a plug in this. to stop this from happening.
If any other rational people would have heard the speech, they would have been convinced too, so it doesn't matter.
Clearly. So they all decide, all right, let's go. We're going to go to Chris right now. And so they all go to Chris and they make the pitch. Vanessa explains what happened. Min came up to her, wants to backdoor Kyle. Kyle's like, we got to go. We got to get her. She needs to go this week. And Chris is like, that's so shady. Oh my God, I can't believe it. It's like, uh-oh, what's going to happen here? He's like, but I don't know, guys, if you think about it, right? Michael is part of that four, and Min, she's just one. So, and Kyle's like, yeah, but she's coming for me. What happens if she wins? He's like, I mean, yeah, but she's just one, right? And if she wins, even if she wins, we've got numbers. Think, guys, this is a numbers game. It's about numbers. And that's four, and Min is one. And so if she wins and she puts us up, let's say it's me up on the block at the end of the week. We've got the numbers to save me. We've got the numbers to save you. It doesn't matter. Kyle's like, okay, I get it, yeah. All right. So the plan is shut down. No more backdoor Min plan. Somehow Chris has more common sense than the three of Kyle, Vanessa, and Sue combined. And he's able to just immediately be like, guys, this is dumb.
If you had told me at the beginning of the season that Chris had more common sense than anyone, I would have told you you were a liar. But here we are.
Yeah.
I feel like the three going to him was like the equivalent of like three kids going to like one of their parents. I mean, like, we're so excited. We planned a sleepover. Can we sleep over? Can I sleep over with my friends? And the mom's like, no, sorry. And the kids are like, okay. And they like slink away all sad. And that was the trio.
So that's the end of that saga for now. But a little bit later in the day, we get a little bit of explanation as to what might have caused it. But first we have another big event in the day. And that is that, shortly after they make this pitch, we find out that, Carol has packed her bags. She's ready to go home. I talked about this yesterday. She was feeling very down on herself for her performance in the veto competition. Her body is feeling very beaten down. She feels like she just can't compete. Her tooth is messed up. She's just not really gaining any traction socially or strategically in the house. And she kind of just wants to go home to her family. She's not really here for it. So she's packed her bags. She heads into the diary room. The feeds go down for a long time. Yeah, we learned that she went into the diary room and said, I want to quit. I want to leave.
I will say that I wish in her talking about she wanted to leave, she, like, I don't know what's wrong with her tooth. I mean, they cut the feeds every time I try and talk about it. But, like, she's hurt. That competition was rough. She's really struggling with the food. I don't know if anyone knows much about the keto diet, but switching from eating keto to eating a lot of carbs, which are in the Big Brother house, is really tough. Like, it's really mentally tough. But had she just said, my body is struggling, my tooth is hurt, like, I want to leave, she had to bring in, and I'm struggling socially. And now it's just like, you're just another quitter. Like, why does it have to be like, just if you have to leave because of medical reasons, then make it because of that. Don't make it, oh, I'm sore and I'm not going to win, so I might as well leave. that really sucks.
Yeah. So it presumably takes a long time for them to talk her into staying in the game. This is definitely something that we have seen in recent seasons. In particular, reminds me of season 20 when Sam wanted to quit, and we saw how that turned out over the course of the season as things just got worse and worse with her mentally. I hope that does not happen here with Carol. But any time that anybody talks about how Carol nearly quit, the feeds cut. They talk about, Carol, I guess, was given some kind of assurance that her dietary needs would be met, and that she, you know, there's some talk about, like, would she even, you know, would she ever be on slop? And so there's kind of, and again, the feeds, to be clear, the feeds cut anytime anybody comes close to talking about this. So it's all speculation right now. We have no idea what exactly happened, what they told her, what they reassured her. But I will say this. Unless Carol actively decides that she wants to go on slop, I expect her to never be on slop or be a have not in the game. Whether that's because the players never choose her for it, or there's never, which is probably what's going to happen by itself, or there are just never any, random have not things, or just randomly she's never chosen to be a have not. I don't expect that she'll ever be a have not this season unless she changes her mind and decides she wants to be.
And I know that the half second snippets we get before they cut the feeds do talk about that they're going to help her with her diet or something. That's fine. If they want to provide her more eggs, there's a whole egg situation going on. If they want to do that, that's fine. But they're not allowing her to be a have not, like you and Bruno were talking about last night. Like, being a have not is a big part of the game. And having an exemption from that, if they're going to change the rules, that kind of sucks. If it's just a social thing that people decide not to put her on, and then they can kind of take that into account, not that anyone would evict someone because they're not going to be a have not, but they could if they wanted to. So then at least they have that option. But yeah, if they have some sort of randomly chosen have nots or the first people to fall out of competition and she gets exempt from that, then that's not cool.
Yeah. So, and again, to be clear,
yeah, we don't know.
All speculation. If they weren't so itchy with their trigger finger on the feed cutting, then we would know, and we would not have to speculate to the worst possible situation, which we have seen before on these shows. But because they want to hide it, we kind of have to assume there's a reason they want to hide it. So, again, speculation. But as I said, I expect that she's just not going to be a have not this season, whether it's for social reasons or other reasons. I expect that not to be the case. I also expect that she might want to still quit the game at various points throughout the season. The feeds come back and she is still in the house, but she is very much just like, I still don't think really that I have much longer here to go, that I still don't feel like I want to be here very much. She's been told, stay, don't leave. We will not like it if you leave. The fans will not like it if you leave. This is my presumption. This is what they told Sam in Big Brother 20. And so she has been, you know, quote unquote, persuaded to stay in the game against her will, for the most part here. So that's kind of where Carol stands at the moment.
She essentially just kind of parked herself in the Expedia room and had a little tour of people coming in saying, we love you, stay, it's going to be fine. But she is feeling better this morning, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Carol and Min do have a bit of a game conversation. Min is promising Carol that she is on, that she will not, put her up, and they talk about being really glad that Min is really glad that Carol's not leaving because she really needs her in the game. There was one funny moment where the feeds kept cutting because they were talking about Carol quitting, and the feeds just come back, and Min was just like, oh yeah, it's so annoying. There's so many things we can't talk about, and it's just, and the feed's cut again. Min is talking crap about Kyle. Apparently it kind of has gotten out that something happened with Kyle and Vanessa and Min over the last 3 hours while the feeds were cut, right? Chris did have a conversation with Min right when the feeds came back on, where he was kind of just like, you have to be calm and not do anything crazy. And she was like, I'm not going to do anything crazy. I'm on board. I will not put you up next week. He's like, okay. And so I guess between Chris kind of coming to her and, Vanessa has been acting very cold toward her all day. Min is kind of starting to get the sense that something has happened. And she thinks that the thing that happened, it must have been that Kyle must have said something to Vanessa to make Vanessa mad at her, and then maybe something else blew up from there, but she's not sure. But Carol is also mad at Min because of something that Kyle said, and apparently Kyle told Carol that Min told Kyle that Min would want to make Carol a have-not in order to see her suffer. And Min is just like, no, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. I just said that I would maybe choose you as a have-not, but then you would be allowed to choose whether or not you wanted to be a have-not. But now, obviously, that's not going to happen, right? Obviously, now that everything's happened, that's not going to happen. And I would never do it just to make you suffer.
Neither of those are like the complete truth, as with every story. So what I remember is that she was telling Sue in the morning that she was thinking of who she would put as have-nots if she won. And she picked Jamar, of course. And she said, oh, maybe I would pick Carol. Oh, but that would be kind of mean. Maybe I shouldn't. So she was considering it, but then like not really. Mm. So it's a very silly thing to be arguing about.
Yeah. Min is continuing to talk about Kyle as, like, now she's very anti-Kyle, even more so, and continuing to say, I will go all out against him if I end up on the block this week. She says she relies on Carol and on Vanessa, and she thought she could rely on Kyle, but he's dangerous. And Carol agrees. Carol says he's aggressive, he's overbearing, and she warns Min that she should be careful about who she opens her mouth up to. And Min's like, I hear you, I hear you.
She doesn't.
No. So Shell is going to be talking with Brooke a bit. He's talking about reeling Hero back in, saying he is impressed by Hero's composure on the block. And they want to, you know, as we talked about, Hero has been kind of, drifting away from their alliance, but Shell does want to bring him back in if he can. He talks about this a decent amount throughout the day. He's worried about Jamar. He says, you know, Jams will not be friends with me after the show. Jams is going to be so mad at me because he's not telling him everything. Now, Jamar, he's under the assumption that Sheldon is his number one with a bullet. He tells him everything. He's his best friend. They're going to make history together. And Sheldon has a lot of other people, who he has loyalty to. And, you know, he's working with Jamar for sure. He's not gonna be friends with me. Hira might still like me, but not as much as he could. These people are gonna just not like me after the show. That's sad. It makes me sad.
Yeah, I mean, you see, like, all of the terrible things that people say about each other. I feel like lying in the game is kind of low on that list. I feel like everyone in past seasons, they kind of get over this stuff. I think they'll be fine.
We'll see. He does talk about how he trusts Kyle and Vanessa. They both trust Kyle and Vanessa. But he also knows at the same time, they're not going to be taking Kyle all the way. They're with them for now. They need them for now. But at some point down the line, this is not a Final Four situation. They also talk about like how they're introverts and being in the house is like just so draining for them. They always have to be talking with people and they're just like, it's so annoying. So Brooke and Sheldon very much like you can see why they're such a duo, like more so than any other duo in the house, to be honest. Like they just get each other. They're the normal people.
That's what I was going to say. If you're in this house and you find like one person that's not crazy, you'd spend all your time with them, too.
Right. Yeah. And they're always able to just kind of just like chill and talk rationally and not like, and anytime they have to deal with like all of the crazy personalities, they're just like, oh God.
I can't even watch some of these conversations. I can't imagine being like an unwilling participant in them.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Min is going to talk with Brooke. She tells Brooke that she needs to do some damage control because somebody told Nessa that she was talking shit and saying that she was causing division that they're trying to cause division. And so Min wants to get the alliance together, some kind of alliance together. She wants to get the girls together to talk. She also implies that Kyle,
let me just tell you something. Kyle is the Dane of this season. He's just like Dane. He's close to everyone.
Brooke's like, whoa, oh boy. And Brooke wants to know from Min, because she's heard from about Min. She says, have you ever said that you don't trust me? And Min is just like, I don't know who told you that. They're going to talk later. Okay, we'll talk later. In the meantime, Min is going to go and talk with Sue and Vanessa in the hot tub. And Min is going to be planted into that hot tub for the next, like, countless many hours.
Scroll down to my Min in the hot tub section. Okay.
Yeah, this is this section is like half of my notes for the.
It's a lot.
So let's kind of quickly run through some of this. Okay. She talks more about Kyle with Sue and Vanessa. She calls him Dane again. Vanessa is wondering, what would you do if you win HOH? Which I thought was a strange question to ask Min in front of Sue, given that Vanessa is lying about what Min said about that. It's obvious that Min is just going to say the truth, which is that she says like probably something like Angie and Maddie, the veto's used, put JL up on the block, something like that. Sue says that she would do Maddie and Rhee. Sue then leaves and Min starts to corner Vanessa in the hot tub.
Really great image of like Vanessa just in the corner and Min's like over her, like Chris likes to talk to people. Listen to me.
Yeah. And she tells, she says, I see what Kyle is doing. He's trying to pull Rhee in. He's trying to use her. He's trying to don't trust Rhee. She's a
Where
double agent.
Come in. Did Rhee, I haven't seen Rhee on the feeds. Does she talk to people? How is she like BFF with Kyle now?
So, I mean, she does talk to Kyle and Kyle is trying to reel her in. But she only ever really talks about just like people's lives. She's just a very social person, which for some people is good because they feel like she likes her. For other people, it's threatening. Min is one of the people who finds it threatening, and she does not like Rhee, and she feels threatened by the fact that Rhee is basically a tool to be used by Kyle, or so she thinks. He told her not to hang out. He told Rhee not to hang out with JL and Michael as much. And that's why she knows that he's trying to like pull Rhee in after the whole Michael blindside. Min tells Vanessa, look, you are my number one in this house. I need you to trust me. I want to go with Kyle for now, but eventually. And so, again, to set this up, Vanessa claimed that yesterday Min said she wanted to backdoor Kyle next week and wanted Vanessa to do the same. But in this conversation with Min and Vanessa alone, Min is saying, I trust you. I really, really trust you. You're my number one. Here's my plan. Please don't tell anybody because I'm telling you for the first time. I don't want to backdoor Kyle right now. I want to go with Kyle right now. Eventually, we're going to need to start to look at Kyle, which tells me very clearly, I think, that Vanessa was completely making it up that Min told her that she wanted to backdoor Kyle and wanted Vanessa to do the same. And that's going to continue to seem the case as we go through this conversation. But Vanessa doesn't even really let her finish that sentence. Vanessa says, look, I just want to say, I don't trust you. I know you ratted me. I know you told Kyle about our conversation yesterday. I'm just like, what? Wait, what? Min told Kyle about the conversation after all of the things that Vanessa was doing. How is it Min that told? Vanessa was the one that told. What is happening here? And she says, I know you did it. I know in my heart that you told Kyle about our conversation, that we were talking about how Kyle was playing really hard. And I do not trust you, Min. Min's just like, what are you talking about? I didn't do that. She said, don't, Min. I know you did. She's like, what did I say? What did he say? What did he, he's trying, he's lying. He's lying. He's obviously lying. I mean, I have no idea, guys. I don't know what Kyle said to Vanessa to make Vanessa think that Min exposed the conversation. I don't even know if Vanessa is telling the truth to Min that Kyle said anything. As far as I know, she's making this up. Vanessa, I'll give her one thing, right? She's a nonsense player. She's doing crazy things in the game. She's turning her two number one allies against each other on purpose for reasons that I cannot ascertain. But I will give her one thing. She's a really good liar. I don't know when she's lying. Maybe she doesn't know when she's lying. And that makes her a really good liar. So I cannot tell you whether or not Kyle actually said anything to Vanessa about Min. But she's saying that Kyle said something to her about Min. And she's saying, I know that it was real. I know that you told him because he knew the exact wording of what I said. It was
the exact thing.
I just know it was the exact thing.
Okay, but like, what did he say?
I don't want to tell you, if that's okay. I mean, what he said was that, like, you, that I said that he was playing, and it was something along those lines, something like that, I think.
He uses a lot of words to say nothing.
Yeah, so what she's saying is, she knew exactly the wording of what she said. Kyle knew exactly the wording of what she said. But also, she can't remember exactly what it was.
Yeah, so, I mean, you say she's a good liar, but it seems like she's not a good liar. But Min believes her, so I guess she is a good liar.
So, I don't know. But Min is saying, I don't know what this is or what this means. But I did not say anything to Kyle about our conversation. I promise you. I trust you. You are my number one in this game. I don't trust Kyle. And Vanessa's just like, I don't believe you.
Min actually swears on her mom's grave, too, that she's telling the truth. And it doesn't seem to faze Vanessa at all. She's just like, which is crazy because Vanessa knows it's a lie. So Min's like, I swear on my mom's grave, I'm telling you the truth. And Vanessa, knowing that she's telling the truth, is like, I don't know if I believe you. I don't know what's happening.
That's the thing. I think that maybe it's definitely possible that Vanessa does believe that she's saying what is real, which is that Min maybe actually betrayed her. Maybe this really is the motivation behind Vanessa trying to get Min backdoored this week, is that Kyle maybe said something random that she interpreted to mean that Min betrayed her. And she went full on revenge mode immediately, made up a lie about Min and tried to get Min backdoored. And then when she told Min about it, she realized, oh, I actually don't remember what it was. Or maybe now that I'm thinking about it, it wasn't real. And it wasn't something that she did. I don't know what to do now. So like Min is just like, Vanessa, is she cornered? Vanessa, could you take off your sunglasses? I did not do this to you. And so Carol ends up joining them, and Min just fills Carol in on the situation. She doesn't trust me because she thinks that Kyle told something that I told Kyle, and I didn't tell Kyle anything.
That seems a little bit random that Carol is here, and it's like, I'll just tell you, I'm just going to spill absolutely everything going on in our alliance. It's like, I mean, Carol's in the big alliance, technically, but yeah. Very weird.
And so there's this really great moment where Min is just like, well, okay, I'm just happy that we've managed to talk this through. It was just a small incident and it didn't blow up into anything bigger, that we managed to really stop it before it grew into anything else. And now everything is cleared up. And so what makes this such a funny statement to make is that, obviously, as we know, it did not get cut off before it grew into something bigger. Vanessa has already at this point tried to get Min out of the game. And if Chris had been a little more receptive to the idea, Min would be a goner right now because of it. But okay. She says, I'm happy that we stopped it before anything bigger happened. And I'm glad that we've cleared it up. And Vanessa says, we haven't cleared it up. I still don't trust you. And Min's like, what?
And then we get the verage of Vanessa. Vanessa, listen to me. Vanessa, Vanessa, trust me. I'm telling you the truth. Vanessa, Vanessa.
Min says, guys, oh my God. This is just like a movie where there's like a villain and a hero and a friend. And the villain is like tricking the hero into not trusting their friend. And you're just yelling at the screen like, no, don't listen to the villain. You have to trust your friend. Listen to what she's saying. It's just like a movie. This is so crazy. Min Alman says, like, I don't know what is going on. All I told Kyle was that, Kyle was saying he was laying it on thick with the other side. And I told him I already knew that because Vanessa told me, and Vanessa's like, oh, so now you're admitting it. At least now you're admitting a little bit of it. So now I trust you. And this is why I think that maybe Vanessa realized that she was bonkers, and just used any excuse to just be like, oh, maybe I'm completely wrong about this, but I don't have to describe why I'm wrong about this. So actually, I do trust you, because I'm realizing my mistake. Maybe. I have no idea.
Also, the funny thing here, while they're talking about like, Min, I'm sorry, like, I just don't trust you. I don't trust you. And then Min is saying like, no, I'm trustworthy. I tell the truth. Yada, yada. On another camera, I forget who it was. I think it was like maybe Brooke, Sheldon, and Jamar or whatever, having a conversation like, nobody trusts Min. Min is not telling the truth. It's just no one in the house believes her. I mean, maybe Vanessa does now, but.
And that's the thing. Maybe she realized her mistake. Maybe that was genuinely the thing that she was worried about. Or maybe she's just telling Min what she wants to hear. We still don't know for sure.
Maybe she's just winging it. Maybe she just is just going to decide, flip a coin in her head. Yeah, okay, I'll go work with you now. I'll trust you now.
Yeah.
Who knows? Could be anything.
Either way, like what she's doing is so absurd, trying to get her two allies to target each other. Like, the Pretty Boys were so successful last year by making sure that their alliance members did not target each other until absolutely necessary. And Vanessa is like going so far out of her way to make sure that her only allies are targeting each other instead of anybody else. And it's so confusing. But
I think maybe she has a 4D chess plan where she's going to pit them against each other and then form armies for each of them. And then Vanessa will control both sides of the house with her two armies going after each other. And then she'll be left at the end. Could be.
So at this point, as soon as Vanessa flips the switch, now they're together. Now they all hate Kyle, and they're back on. We talked about we want a woman to win this game. We want a woman to win this game. We're going to vote for women to win the game. We're going to work with women. It's all about women. Also, though, Maddie really sucks. She's such a bimbo. Can you believe that she talks about spray tan? Ugh.
Oh, dear. I don't know why. And also, they were having, I think Ree was having the same conversation earlier about how she wanted to work with women, but now, like, she was going to put women up next week. And I just don't understand why every season there are women in the house talking about how they want to work together and then not doing it.
Yeah. So they talk about, they say, Vanessa says now like, oh, well, the way that Kyle told the story put you in a much different light. So he must have been playing the game pretty hard. And she tells Carol, she says, and you know what, Carol too? And again, she's like weirdly emotional about this. Like she's like, Carol, he said earlier today that he wanted to chuck your bag over the rail.
And yeah, that was random.
It hurts me to say this because I love him so much. But that's what he said. Like, what are you doing? He's your closest ally. It doesn't matter what he's doing. Why are you trying to get your other allies to target him? I don't understand what is happening. Carol's loyal to you already. She doesn't need any reason to go after Kyle. But now Carol's like, screw him. I want him gone. I'm gunning for him now. And Vanessa's like, I know. It just hurts so much. She's like, what?
That's not even a bad thing. He wanted to throw her bag over the railing. Okay.
He was mad because she wanted to quit. And so that's, and Carol's now super pissed at Kyle. She already didn't like Kyle very much, but well, now
it's
just
one of those things where she didn't like him. So now he did this one little thing and it's like, oh, he's the worst. I mean, she's not wrong, but he's the worst.
She has newfound purpose in the game to get Kyle gone. And so that's, they're talking about that. And Min is just like, all right, yes, let's do this then. You know what? Let's backdoor Kyle next week.
A funny part of this conversation is also that while this is happening, Min is getting really excited. Let's backdoor Kyle. And then anytime someone responds, she goes, shh, they might be listening. But then she replies like, let's backdoor Kyle. And she's like super loud. It's a little crazy.
So again, mastermind Vanessa has somehow willed this into existence. She lied and pretended that Min said she wanted to backdoor Kyle next week. But by the end of the day, managed to actually get Min to say and want to backdoor Kyle next week. And there it is. Vanessa, she says, I'm going to nominate Maddie and Angie, and I'm going to pretend I'm going to backdoor JL, but really I'm going to backdoor Kyle. Vanessa's like, all right. What?
And I maybe would have understood this had after the conversation, like I thought she was going to, had Vanessa run to Kyle and be like, Min just said again that she would backdoor you. Like, as if this was all fishing for like a confirmation, then I would get it. But she doesn't even tell him after. It seems like Vanessa now is actually against Kyle. And I just don't.
Here's the most confusing thing, though. We'll get to the conversation later. But she does have a conversation with Kyle later where he talks about how Min wants to backdoor her next, or to backdoor him next week. Vanessa does not say that she doesn't want to do that. She does not defend Min. She says, yeah, Min's a wild card like that. She confirms that Min wants to backdoor him next week, but does not tell him anything about the content of this hot tub conversation, which would, like, that if she was on his side, and she wanted to reaffirm, like she wanted to confirm the story that she's backdooring him next week, surely she would tell him about the time she actually said that. But no, she's doubling down on the initial lie and not backing it up with the truth that happened later. And also not defending Min and trying to erase the lie now that she's back on with Min. And I don't know what she's doing.
She's in Schrodinger's alliance, where at any given time she is both.
Yeah. It was so confusing. We just lost Mel. There she is.
Sorry.
Yes. Anyway, Min in this hot tub conversation says, I want to bring in Brooke. I want to bring Brooke in on this. And Vanessa says, no, do not talk to Brooke. Never talk to Brooke. And Min's like, no, I think we can trust Brooke. I think we can bring her in. Vanessa's like, no, absolutely not. She's too close to Kyle. And Min is like, well, I mean, everyone's close to Kyle. This doesn't mean, we don't want to let Kyle be Dane. We don't want people to be Esty and Kiki. She's really gonna, she's like, Min is very much like, never. Nobody in this cast will be Kiki and Esty, except for Maddie, because she sucks. She's definitely Esty. But none of us will be Kiki or Esty.
Why do I hate Maddie so much? What does she do? Talk about spray tans?
She talks about spray tans. Like a bimbo, they say. Yeah. Oh. She says, never. We can't let that happen. And Brooke is not like that. And Vanessa's like, no. Brooke is the wrong kind of girl to talk to. It's girl power for us. None for anybody else. Especially not Brooke. She would not go against Kyle, which is a really bad read.
That's a terrible read.
Brooke is very anti-Kyle. Well, she trusts Kyle, but she definitely wants to go after Kyle at some point.
They're turning against their alliance, but not allowing Brooke the opportunity to do that too. And she would.
Right. So Min says, okay, here's what we'll do. I will talk to Brooke alone, not mention you guys, not mention your names. I will take all of the risk on my own. And Vanessa says, no, still don't do that. I don't want Brooke involved. But Min's like, no, see, I really want to do this. Just fine. Just don't mention my name. Okay, fine. And I think we're like, maybe like, I definitely got that there was maybe some hidden animosity here, and not all that hidden with between Vanessa and Brooke. I don't know where it came from. I don't know why it exists, but we've seen her really try hard to keep Brooke on the block for some reason. And it appears that it does come from a place of animosity. And to some extent, I don't know where it comes from, why it exists, but it does seem to be there.
But also, Brooke had said earlier when she was talking to Min that she heard Min say her name, and I had assumed that came from Vanessa.
I mean, I think we could all assume it came from Vanessa, considering so Min says that she only told Vanessa, but it probably came from any number of people. Like, she probably told Vanessa. She probably told more people than just Vanessa. Or Vanessa might have told Sue, and Sue might have told Brooke. You never really know about these things.
That's fair.
Anyway, they also talk about Sue and how Sue is very dangerous. And Sue is trying to work with everybody. They see her talking with everybody. You know, she tried to tell me, like, oh, if you ever want to talk, we'll just do a wink. And I see her wink to people all the time. You're not fooling anyone, Sue. I got you. I'm a mastermind. Kyle knows it. I'm a mastermind.
Winks were exclusive. Winks not allowed, only allowed to use to communicate with me. No one else in the house is allowed to wink.
Mm-hmm. Min also talks about how, you know, I'm just too intelligent. I'm too intelligent. I've let people see my intelligence. I really need to play down how smart I am.
That's the real problem here. That's been the issue all day. Is she's just too smart and other people can't handle it. Yeah. I feel bad for them.
And then at the end of the conversation, Min says, you know what? Maybe we do need Kyle a little bit. And Vanessa's like, so you're not going to backdoor Kyle? And she's like, I don't know. We'll see.
What were we doing the last 4 hours then?
I love Min.
I would say maybe I'd be excited for their confessionals to see if that would clear anything up. But I don't know what they could say that would clear it up. I think that might just make it worse.
So Kyle is going to have a quick conversation with Angie. Yes, Angie does exist in the house. He's like one of her biggest haters. But he's one of the few people now that's like actively talked game with her. So she's actually like, Kyle, I really extremely appreciate that you just came to me and talked game. I'm so happy. They just really just like, we're good. Looking forward to the plan, the backdoor plan. She still thinks it's Min, and he's like excited for her to be blindsided by it. But he's trying to lay some groundwork to have some kind of relationship with her. And most people aren't even bothering. So I guess good on Kyle for that.
Why would he not tell her the backdoor plan? Like, she doesn't have anyone. If you're going to tell anyone, I feel like it would be if you wanted to bring her in, especially.
Well, I think there are a lot of other things he has to explain at that point, and he plans on acting surprised. He plans on being like, what? I did not expect this, bro, Chris. Why did you surprise me? I thought we were bros. Michael, I am with you.
He's going to be such a good actor, I bet. Just like he was going to acting out his speech that he was going to give. Convincing. Yeah.
How dare you? I thought we were keeping our foot on the rat's throat, but really it was my throat that was footed.
You told him.
So Jamar is going to have a conversation with Sue about how he's worried about Kyle. Kyle's in every corner of the house. Anytime somebody gets power, Chris got power, Kyle was right there.
Anytime someone has power, it's been 4 days. One person had power.
Well, before this week, he was talking smack about Chris. Now he's Chris's best buddy. So I see what he's doing. He says Hira will nominate Chris and Kyle. I want to nominate Chris and Kyle. I would veto Chris and I would vote out Kyle. I like Chris now. But Sue's like, you don't need to worry about Kyle. He's like, no, he's dangerous. And she's like, I understand. You don't have to worry. Trust me. And I was like, This is another lesson for Big Brother players. This is exactly what happened last season with the Pretty Boys, that they always went to like Adam or Dane about like Dane about Adam. Well, you need to worry about Adam. And Dane would be like, don't need to worry about Adam. Trust me. And that's because they were in a secret alliance together. Now Jamar is going to Sue. He's like, we got to worry about Kyle. And she's like, don't need to worry about Kyle. Trust me. That's a red flag.
Yeah.
All right. Kyle is going to talk with Vanessa. And this is the conversation. They're trash talking men, both of them. Vanessa says that, that yes, Min is coming for you. I mean, maybe she won't, but she's Min. She probably is. And I'm confused. She says to Kyle, yeah, you know what she does? Like, if you don't 100% agree with her, then she turns things around on you and says that you said things and that it's your fault. And I was like, okay, does that mean that you were just pretending to agree with her so that she wouldn't blame you? Or are you still with her? And if you are, then why are you trying to protect her at all? Because Kyle is more influenced than she does and she's in a lot more danger. The plan is in place. The plan is that when Michael gets backdoored, Chris is going to blame Min for the Michael backdoor. Chris is going to say, Min came up to me and told me that you were doing things behind my back. You wanted to target me. And that's why the plan changed. So he's going to pretend that he got played by Min, essentially, to make Min out to be the big bad. And that's the plan. Vanessa has not told Min about this plan. They both confirm that is still the plan, to blame Min. And again, I'm confused about where Vanessa's true loyalties lie, if there are any. And they also confirm that they are both most loyal to Shell and Brooke, they will be keeping Sheldon and Brooke safe for as long as possible. Kyle mentions the only thing he's worried about is at the end of the game against Shell. He's a big boy. He's worried about having to compete against him, but you know what? That's way far down the line. He could be gone as early as next week, which if Min has anything to do with it, that might actually happen.
Yeah, they are doing the right thing, which is getting in a bigger alliance. They're an alliance of six. And then they talk about, okay, they're really loyal to Brooke and Sheldon, but they're really, really loyal to each other, which, I mean, we don't know if that's true because she's going against that. But like, they're doing the right thing, which is having alliances within bigger alliances, but they're trying to blow up the big alliance. And I don't get it.
Yeah. Michael is going to talk with JL. And he reveals to Jean-Luc that he knew Rhi before the show. Now, this has been sort of floating around the internet up until this point. But Michael does confirm it on the feeds. He says they both know a lot of the same people. They're from around the same area, it seems. And they're keeping it a secret. He does know Rhi. So if we do lose Michael this week, at least we're losing a know each other pair.
I was going to say, you have to say the thing. He said, they know each other. Is there going to just be one every season now? Maybe just have that as like a little tagline.
I mean, probably. I mean, look, Mark and Chelsea knew each other a little bit last season. And obviously that didn't exactly pan out very well for either of them. But this does seem to be a little bit closer than something like that. They kind of like knew of each other, but it's this knowing a lot of the same people. They very clearly have some kind of connection outside of the house, and obviously putting it to great use, getting into an alliance together of four people and not talking to anybody else. Really, really great use of having a secret connection in the house here, Michael and Rhi.
Yeah, seriously, every time like they have a secret alliance, people screw it up and don't use it properly, which is that you have one person on each side of the house and you don't spend all day, every day together, and you actually get intel and can do something with it instead of just, I don't even know what they talk about all day.
They talk about, hey, all right, bro, I think that what we should do is recruit Chris into our army, man. I think that he's like on board with us, you know? I think that we can get him to work with us. Yeah, what do you think, Michael?
I mean, they did have a riveting conversation earlier about how babies are like pets, but they're dumber. So, yeah, lots of wisdom from the evictors.
Yeah, they really trust Chris all of a sudden. They think that they can work with him. They are talking about potentially next week. They're thinking, let's go after Shell and Brooke. Let's go after them. Nobody cares about them. They're not connected to anybody. They're flip-floppers. Brooke, she's a seductress with her Dungeons and Dragons shit, putting her head on people's shoulders. Let's take them out. I know.
Scandalous. How dare she?
Yeah. So that's where their head is at. Hira is going to talk with Sheldon and Brooke a little bit. They talk about the alliance. They talk about getting the four of them together at some point and resolidifying something. So that's in the works. Jamar has a conversation with Rhee, which was very funny. Jamar talking game with people that aren't Sheldon or Sue. He goes up to Rhee and he's like, "All right, so, what do you think? I'm thinking if I win HOH, I want to target two big guys. And she's like, two big guys. He's like, what do you think about that? She's like, well, I don't know. I guess it depends on which guys. He's like, no, it's two big guys. You going to support me? You feel me? You going to support me? And she's like, I don't know. I'm close with all the guys. So I actually don't think that I would want to do that. He's like, you got to take out the big players. And she's like, I don't want to take out the big players. I want to take out the weak players that don't deserve to be here. He's like, no, you keep the weak players around. It's like, I don't know. He's like, no, come on. You gotta do this. And she's like, Jamar, I don't think you should be talking about hypotheticals. I think that's how people get in trouble, right? So I feel like you shouldn't be talking about hypotheticals. Let's just get you in trouble. He's like, hey, I'm only telling you. So the only way I get in trouble is if you tell people. She's like, no, I mean, I just don't think you should be saying it, though. He's like, but it's only you. I'll only get in trouble if you tell people. So you're not telling people, right? So it doesn't matter. It's like, are you threatening me, Jamar? It's like, whoa. I'm just saying that I'm only telling you this, and so the only way I get in trouble is if you tell other people. So it's I'm not threatening you. You feel me? I'm not threatening you. I know.
It feels like a trap.
This goes very poorly for both Rhee and Jamar.
Had they talked game before? Like how did this even come about?
Not a ton of game that we've seen, but he's close with the four. He is pitching to her right now. He wants to put up Chris and Kyle, and he wants her support. But she's completely misreading the situation, which, to be fair, it's Jamar. But, socially, she seems to have good instincts. She asks a lot of questions about people's personal lives. She seems to get in good socially with people. Strategically, she seems like a disaster from what we've seen so far in terms of, she's gotten in with this foursome group. Never talk strategy with anybody else. Only ever really talk strategy with them. The one time she talks strategy with Jamar, she completely misreads the situation and thinks that he's threatening her. And it's not a good look right now.
I was expecting her preseason to be like a plur when she came in the house, which I guess she kind of is because she's pretty messy, but she's not fun like plur wise. Mm. She just kind of wanders around all day and asks people about their lives. And I don't know.
Rhee is the person, I think, in the house who talks the least amount of game of anybody, including Angie, Hira, and Carol.
Yeah, I don't know what she's thinking. I mean, maybe it's like those couple alliances that I mentioned earlier where they just get with people they like. And they, I mean, the strategy is to lay low before a jury, which is fair, but you need to be able to branch out. Like, she's asking people about their lives. Okay, they're building those kind of relationships, I guess, but not enough. Like, she still spends 95% of the time with the same four people. And I don't think that's enough maintenance on those relationships if that's what her game plan is.
Yeah. Brooke and Min have a conversation. They're going to try to clear this up. That Min says, yes, I did say to Vanessa that I liked you on a personal level, but I didn't trust you because what happened was day two, we were making this alliance. Apparently, when they made the alliance of Min, Carol, and Vanessa, Brooke was actually in that conversation as well, but was very quiet. Was not very enthusiastic about it. And so that kind of made Min not really trust her fully at that time. And so she told Vanessa about it, which got back to Brooke. And so Brooke was like, yeah, you know, I wasn't super comfortable. I didn't know what to say. It was kind of early. Min understands. And so
someone in a conversation with Min who won't stop talking didn't talk enough. And that's a reason that she sketched out.
Pretty much. Yeah. Okay. So Min's like, okay, but now I think together we can like, start to work something. And Brooke's kind of just like, I don't know if I trust you, if I'm being honest. I hear a lot of things. Like, it's not just that one thing. I hear a lot of things about you. And look, I get it, right? Like, you were put, and I defend you when those things get brought up, because I think that it, you were put in a situation right out of the bat, right out of the get go, where you were just like, had to defend yourself a lot, and you had to be the way that you are, right? And like, you are a big target in the house. Like, you're kind of on the bottom right now. And she actually gives some kind of good advice to Min about like the fact that she's on the bottom, but there are still ways to turn that around, because Min still doesn't really see that she's on the bottom. She thinks that she's only pretending to be on the bottom. And so Brooke is kind of just like, you're actually on the bottom, and that's why people are like hesitant to work with you. But they're pretending to work with you. But I'm going to be honest with you and say that I don't know if we can make this work right now. Min says, well, let me know what you're hearing, because there has been a misinformation propaganda campaign against me, which we know that she fully actually believes this, right? She thinks that Kyle is going around and poisoning people against her. But the way she says this sounds so conspiratorial and paranoid. Like, you don't know, Brooke, you don't understand. There's a misinformation propaganda campaign against me. So don't believe what you hear.
Someone says something to you, you have to come to me. You have to confirm it with me. And then I'll tell you straight, and I'll tell you that I didn't say it. And it is a campaign, and they're just trying to get me out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So... Min says she feels betrayed by a certain individual who is playing the whole house. She's talking about Kyle. But this conversation gets interrupted a bit, and they never really finish it. So we'll see where this goes. Jamar is going to then talk to Maddie. And this is part two of his talk with the women in the four alliance group of four. He says, I want to target two big guys. And Maddie, give her some credit here, better than Rhee, immediately catches on to what Jamar is trying to sell here. She's like, you're talking about Kyle. He's like, you feel me?
Why is he doing it this way? Why is he not just saying their names? Because he confirms it once they say the name. So is he trying to have the plausible deniability?
He's trying to gauge their support with the move, right? And he's trying to be a little bit cautious, but it's Jamar, and so the way he goes about it is very sketchy. But she's like, I think that if you take out Kyle, it's like taking out the head at the top of the totem pole, and everybody else starts scrambling. Jamar's like, then let him scramble. And she's like, hey, I'm on board. I will support you. It's like, yes, that's what I want. I don't think Rhee doesn't want to support this move. Rhee seems to want to take out the floaters. Maddie's like, that's dumb. We should take out the big players. And Jamar's like, yeah, that's it. That's it. You feel me. And she's like, I'll talk to Rhee. I'll see what's up there. Two very different conversations between Rhee and Maddie here for Jamar.
So is he expecting that not to get back to, I mean, Michael will be gone in theory, but Michael and John Luke, or does he not care if they know? Because if you're talking to half of an alliance, you have to know that the rest of the alliance will be clued in.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what Jamar is doing here. I think he's trying to set up like an anti-Chris and Kyle stance right before the blindside happens, so that he does not seem as implicated and he actually is planning on going after Kyle. So... you know, this could work out in his favor, but we're just gonna have to wait and see. Jamar definitely plays fast and loose, so who knows?
Yeah, could do anything.
Yeah. He also goes and talks to Sheldon. He goes to Sheldon. He says, "Hey, Shel, I've got some big news. There's a secret plan happening, right? Chris is actually going to backdoor Michael and not Min. Don't tell anyone. It's all, the only people that know are me and Sue and maybe Kyle. So don't tell anyone, because nobody else knows." And Shell's like, "Oh wow, that's crazy. Yeah, that's wow. What a move." And Jamar's like, yeah. Just keep it on the down low. We're gonna see a big fireworks tomorrow." And then Jamar leaves. And Shell's just like, God, sucks. He's gonna hate me so much.
Why? He's not gonna know. He's not gonna. He can maintain that he was surprised, right? He's a good actor. He's a wrestler.
Well, after the show, he's gonna hate him so much after
the show. Oh yeah, that. Yeah, okay, he might a little bit.
Then, Brooke and Shell are going to talk late into the night. They spend a lot of time together, which I think they're starting to spend a little too much time. Again, they're introverts and they feel very comfortable with each other. So they end up kind of gravitating toward one another a lot. And I think yesterday it was a bit much. They talk about that a little bit too. And they talk about like, man, so many more people want to target Kyle than we thought. This is happening a lot earlier than we anticipated. Hira's coming after him. Jamar's coming after him. Min's coming after him. I don't know if we can keep him safe, but we want to for as long as we can, because the second the lines are drawn, that's it. If we can just get through a few weeks, then maybe we can make something work. We know we don't want to go to the end with Kyle, but we do want to keep him around for now. Him and Vanessa, they both think that they're very trustworthy, and I think they're right about Kyle. Kyle has confirmed that he trusts Shell and Brooke and wants to take them very, very far. No idea about Vanessa. We'll see if she ever is outed as the like Cindy that she appears to be, or Bella perhaps that she appears to be. But we'll see.
What she said has come out to be true, like the Kyle backdoor thing. So there might be enough if it just lasts long enough crazy theories come out that when it's traced back to her, then it will be like, oh, but that actually did happen. So maybe she's just predicting the future.
Perhaps.
Spreading before they happen.
Yeah, she's a prophet.
Yeah.
They also talk about like, are we overplaying? Like, we're doing a lot. Are we overplaying? And she's just kind of like, I mean, I think everyone's overplaying, except for like Hira. So if everyone's overplaying, is anybody overplaying? I don't know.
They said that they made a lot of mistakes yesterday, but I don't know if I see that. I think they're doing pretty well.
Well, there was that whole situation trying to pressure Maddie into using the veto if she won. And then Sheldon's name coming up and that whole misunderstanding. And so they're probably referring to that. Mm. But they did definitely turn some things around today. They definitely don't anticipate how much Michael and JL want to target them heading into next week. They feel pretty comfortable and they don't realize that that's a problem for them. However, they do add a caveat to that, which is that I think we're okay, but we're definitely okay after tomorrow, after the blind side happens, because at that point, Michael and JL will have much bigger fish to fry, or at least they anticipate that to be the case. So they also plan to act completely surprised. They have no clue. They had no clue that this was happening. And That's the line there. So
we're gonna have a chorus of 10 people sitting on the couch doing the Devon pretends to be shocked face. Yeah, I never saw this coming.
Oh no!
How could you do this?
That's happening today. Veto ceremony should be happening today.
Yeah, that's right.
So should be an interesting day. Hopefully the feeds come back in a somewhat timely fashion. We're able to see some of the fallout here. We'll have to wait and see, but make sure you tune in tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, where I will update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 8 live feeds. And then, of course, tomorrow night, we will have our first roundtable of the season. Make sure you check that out. Should be a lot of fun. Mel, thank you so much for joining me.
Are you seriously going to end this without talking about JL's hilarious Jell-O prank?
JL really loves toothbrushes, and he's very funny.
He put Min's toothbrush in Jell-O, and he put a roll of toilet paper in Jamar's pillow, and it was hilarious, and I'm offended on his behalf that it wasn't brought up in China.
Truly the next coming of James.
Yep. Also, we had a Chris transforming Sue's brain. Yeah. You missed that. That was, you have to silence the voice on the left side and raise the voice on the right side and speed it up. And then you won't be anxious anymore. Welcome, everyone.
I think this was happening during the hot tub conversation.
It was.
I was watching the hot tub conversation, and on the other set of feeds, I was looking at Chris and Sue going like this.
That was after her brain was transformed. They were meditating.
Yeah. So that was happening. So, I mean, God bless Sue.
Yeah, she seems to like hanging out with him. She's there an awful lot. So, I mean, good. I'm glad that they're having fun. I hope we get to see Chris transform many more brains.
Many more to come. All right. So that's what we have for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Again, make sure you check out tomorrow night roundtable, as well as tomorrow morning's update. I will have the survey out for, in preparation for the roundtable, where you can rate all of the players one out of 10. Give us the rating, how they're doing. What are their chances of winning? Whatever it is. Are they Dan Giesling? Are they Victoria? Are they Bella? And we'll find out how you guys think the players are doing, and we'll rate the players ourselves as well. Mel, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Mel Hulst. And, yeah, I changed my name from something weird to my name so that Rob wouldn't make fun of me.
Good call.
Thank you.
Any underscores?
No underscores.
Even better. This guy, he's got nothing on you.
Nope.
Yeah.
Except unless he doesn't like my name, but then we have no problem.
All right. Thank you guys so much once again for joining us, and I will see you next time.